This is an Our Savior Evangelical Free Church podcast. To learn more, visit osefc.org.
My name is Freddie, and for those that don't know me, I am serving here as a pastoral residency. I am truly grateful to be here with you today and sharing God's word. In the world we live in today, it is often like nothing is steady. Jobs come and go. Relationships can be rocky. And our health can fail. Everything seems fragile. But there is one foundation that does not move. We often get caught up in trying to find stability and things that don't last. But today I ask you, what foundation are you building your life on? As the Apostle Peter wrote to the believers who were scattered, discouraged, and facing intensive pressure, many were rejected, feeling uncertain in their place in this world. And Peter often offered them, just as he offers us today, a powerful reminder that God is building something in you, and even now. Today we're going to look at 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 4 through 10, and learn four truths. And together it will show us how God is shaping us when we belong to Christ. They will reveal our identity, our purpose, and the unshakable foundation we have in Christ. Once again, I'll be reading from 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 4 through 10, and I'll be using the ESV translation. And if you don't have a Bible, I encourage you to get one. There's some in the pews or behind you or in front of you. As you come to him, a living stone, rejected by man, but in the sight of God, chosen and precious, you yourself, like living stones, are being built up as a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, to offer spiritual sacrifice, accepting to God through Jesus Christ. For it stands in Scripture, "Behold, I am laying in Zion a stone, a cornerstone chosen and precious, and whoever believes in him will not be put to shame. So the honor is for you who believe, but for those who do not believe, the stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone, and a stone of stumbling, and a rock of offense. They stumble because they disobeyed the word, as they were designed to do. But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for his own possession, that you may proclaim his excellencies of him who called you out of darkness into the marvelous light. Once you were not a people, but now you're God's people. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy." Please join me in prayer. Father God, we come to you today with open hearts. We ask you that your Holy Spirit fills this place and help us understand your word more deeply. Guide us as we hear from you and give us the courage to live out the truth we learned today. I pray this in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. I labeled this sermon, "Built by God." My first truth is, Jesus is a living stone, and we see that in verse 4. As you come to him, a living stone, rejected by man, but not in the sight of God, chosen and precious. Here, Peter begins by describing Jesus as a living stone. Not just any stone, but the one that is alive. That many sound unsure at first, that may sound. After all, when we think of a stone, we picture something hard, cold, or unchanging. But this offers us Jesus is not lifeless. He is active, powerful, and full of life. And if Jesus is the living stone and the foundation of our faith, then what does that make us? Peter answers that we, too, are living stones being built for something greater. Remember, Jesus is the living stone, alive and brings new life and hope to the world. Yet, Jesus was rejected by many. The world did not recognize his worth, and they rejected him. Imagine a diamond tossed because people think it's just another rock. That's how the world treated Jesus. But God saw his worth. He saw he was valued. It is important to reflect that the fact that Jesus was rejected by the world, but chosen and precious in the eyes of God. This speaks to how God values us even when the world rejects us. Jesus is the cornerstone of our faith, the foundation we stand on. And when we feel rejected or out of place, we always find worth. We can always find our worth in God's eyes. Have you ever felt rejected? Like you didn't measure up? Or like the world just cut you off? Jesus knows that feeling. He was cast aside and overlooked. But God said, "This is my chosen one." And if you are in Christ, God says the same about you today. I know I felt that way. But remember, your worth doesn't define by the world. It is defined by how God sees you. And he says, and he sees you as precious, valuable, and loved. I love reading from the Word of God, which the Word of God tells us in John chapter 1, verse 11 and 12. He came to his own, and his own people did not receive him. But to all who did receive him, he gave them the right to become children of God. So I ask you, are you building your life on the opinions of others? Or are you standing on the solid foundation of Jesus today? Have you accepted Christ's love and allowed it to shape your identity? Or are you still looking for approval in the wrong places? Remember that you are not alone. You are being built by God. My second truth is we are living stones too. Let's read verse 5. You yourself, like living stones, are being built as a spiritual house. God is building each and one of us as a living stone. But the whole structure stands because of one crucial part, cornerstone, which is Jesus. Peter continues in telling us that we, too, are a living stone. This is not just about being saved. It's about being shaped and placed in God's spiritual house. You and I are not just individuals walking aimlessly through life. We are part of a bigger picture, a holy structure that God himself is building. God is working in us, shaping us, and placing us where he wants us to be. Have you ever thought about your life in these terms? That God is building you up into something holy and purposeful. When I first came to Christ, I didn't know where to begin. I felt unqualified, unassured what role I could play in God's kingdom. But the first thing I did was serve. Get involved, even if it's in a small type of way. I started helping direct traffic in the first church I started attending. I had no idea that that would impact my life. But little did I know that the simple act of service helped me build relationships and discover where God wanted me to serve. God works in our hearts and shapes us through service. It does not have to be something big or being seen in front of by everybody. It is often the small, faithful act of service that shapes our character and draws us closer to his purpose. The Word of God tells us in Romans 8:28, and we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good, and for those who are called according to his purpose. Amen. Are you letting God place you where he wants you to be? Or are you chasing your own desires and pleasure in this moment? Is there something God is putting in you, in your heart, that you have been avoiding or pushing aside? Get involved. Start serving. There are many areas that you can help in starting our church. Get plugged in and start serving. As you heard the pastor earlier, BBS is right around the corner. Start there. All it takes is that first step for you to start serving. Trust me, it will be one of the most best things you would ever do in your life. Remember, you are not doing this for yourself. You are doing this an act of worship. My third truth is, Jesus is the cornerstone. Let's read verse 6. For it stands in Scripture, "Behold, I am laying in Zion a stone, a cornerstone, chosen and precious, and whoever believes in him will not be put to shame." Stand firm. You are being built by God. Because Jesus is our foundation, everything about our life changes, especially our identity. Don't worry about how you look, what people might think about you. It's going to take time. But just know Jesus is shaping you and molding you for the purpose that he has for you. Did you know that the cornerstone is the first and most important thing in a building? Everything in the structure aligns with the cornerstone. But if we reject him, we will start slowly apart away from him. Did you know the scripture says that the devil prowls around roaring like a roaring lion, seeking to devour someone? And that is what the enemy wants for you and me today, is to be as far as we can from Jesus. So don't wait for tomorrow. Start today and align your life with Christ. Think of a building. If the cornerstone is not laid correctly, the entire structure will be off. Our lives work the same. Build our lives on something other than Jesus will eventually lead us to struggles. But when we build our lives on him, we will stand firm. When I first started walking with Christ, I reconnected with some old friends of mine who didn't care the new life that I was living. My friends only knew the old Freddy, the one before when Jesus changed my life. And when they saw the new me, they didn't want to have anything to do with me. They didn't understand who God has started me to become. One day, one of my old friends reached out to me for help. I didn't rush him to invite him to church, even though that's where I wanted. I wanted to tell him to come to church. Instead, I focused on listening to him and building a relationship with him first. Over time, he saw the changes in me and asked me, how can I come to Christ? How can I receive Jesus in my life? I told him a way a person that would come to Christ is by repenting of their sins and accept Jesus into their life, his or her, as their Lord and Savior, which he did that day. And amen to that, because all it did was take time. It wasn't rushing to things. It was building that relationship with him, just like God wants to do with us today. It's about living out Christ's love to offer to others that will see Christ in us. May God get all the glory and praise for all of this. The cornerstone is not just something we stand on. It is something we share with others. The word of God tells us in Matthew 5:7-24, everyone then who hears these words of mine and does them will be like a wise man who builds his house on a rock. Are you standing today and firm in the foundation of Christ? Or are there areas of your life where you are stumbling because you have not fully built it on Jesus? Peter continues in verse 7 and 8. So the honor is for you who believe, but for those who do not believe, the stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone, and a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense. They stumble because they have disobeyed the word, as they were disdained to do. These verses remind us that Jesus is the solid foundation for believers. He is also a stumbling block for those who reject him. You either build your life on Christ or you trip over him. There is no middle ground here. The same Jesus who saved us will confront us if we resist him. That is why the invitation to believers is so important here. Do not stumble, stand firm, and make him the cornerstone of your life. My fourth truth is, you have a new identity. Peter gives us a powerful picture of our new identity in Christ. You are chosen, a royal priesthood, holy, and God's possession. This is not just a label. This is the truth about you who are in Christ Jesus. You have been chosen by God. You did not choose him. He chose you. The truth should change the way we see ourselves. We do not need to chase approval from others. God already chose us before we came to Christ. Therefore, he accepted us. When I was growing up, my parents left me at a very young age. I felt lost, rejected, looking for acceptance in the wrong places. And hear how bad it really got. I got into drugs in an early age, joined gangs. Violence, which it led me to hurt others and lose myself. I was walking in darkness so bad that I didn't care about anything anymore or anyone. But then Jesus met me in that darkness. He didn't condemn me, But what he did, he called me out of darkness. And when I gave my life to him, I stepped into his marvelous light. I found the love and identity I had been searching all along. And now I know why God gave me a new identity so I can proclaim his word and tell others what he has done in my life. He called me out of a dark place, not just to save me, but to use me to point him to others, or point others to him, sorry. So I ask you, what has God brought you out of? How can you start proclaiming his goodness with others? You are not just saved, you are sent. You are not just chosen, you are called to shine his light. The word of God tells us in Ephesians 1:4, for he chose us in him for the creation of the world. Also in Isaiah 43:4 says, since you are precious and honored in my sight, and because I love you. Do you feel like you are constantly searching acceptance in other places or from others' approval? You don't need to anymore. If you are in Christ, you are chosen, loved, and accepted by God. But for those who are not in Christ, he is calling you today to take that first step and invite him into your life. Romans 10:9 tells us, if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe with your heart that God raised him from the dead, you are saved. How will you let the truth shape your identity moving forward? Even in your doubts, your waiting, your wounds, you are being built by God this moment. Start living out your faith and just know you are not alone. Verse 10 sums it up. Once you were not a people, but now you're God's people. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. This verse reminds us of how far God has brought us out. We were once lost, broken, overlooked, and without hope. But now we are his. This is the mercy of God. You did not earn this new identity. It was given to you by grace. And now you belong to the family of Christ. Think about that. You belong. You are worth and loved. Not because of what we have done, but because of what Christ has done for you and me. You may have felt alone, unwanted, or forgotten, but God calls you his own. This means that you no longer define by your past, your failures, or what others might have said about you. You are defined by his grace, his love, and his mercy. And mercy does not just mean forgiveness. It means welcome, restoration, and a new purpose. God did not just save you from something. He saved you for something. To live as his people, to be his light, and to show the love to the world that is still searching for a new identity or hope. Do you carry yourself as one as God's children? Or are you still living trying to earn a place for others' approval? This truth is God preparing a place for you as we speak, and that is through his son, Jesus Christ. Just remember, you are his. And that changes everything. As I close today, I want to remind you that God is building something special in you today. Not just in good times, but even in the trials we face daily. Peter reminds us that if we believe in Jesus, our lives have an unshakable foundation. You are a living stone, chosen, loved, and being shaped by God this moment. Jesus is the cornerstone, and he is the center of our lives. You have a new identity, and you belong to God. Remember that. Don't listen to that voice in your head that tells you something different, that you don't belong to God, that he knows that you, what you have done and God will not forgive you, or that he doesn't love you. So I ask you today, what are you building your life on? Are you trusting in your own strength? Or are you standing on the solid rock of Christ? Maybe you have been looking for acceptance in the wrong places. Or maybe you feel far away from God this moment. The good news is, God has not given up on you yet. If you're still breathing, there is still hope. Remember that. Even if you feel like a pile of broken stones, God can rebuild. He is the master rebuilder. And there is no damage or too great for his hands. He is still building. He is still working. And he's still calling you today. God did not just save you. He is shaping you this moment. So start today. And let God lead his purpose that he has for you. And stop listening to the lies of the enemy. Let's pray. Father God, thank you for your love and for sending your son Jesus to be our cornerstone. We know that in him, we are strong. And we are built for something greater than ourselves. Help us start to trust you as the foundation of our lives today, if we are not. Father God, work in our hearts and help us lean more on you and your ways and not ours. We give you all the glory and praise. And I pray this all in your son's precious, beautiful, mighty name, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. In Jesus' name I pray. And we all say, amen.
Our Savior is a congregation located in Wheeling, Illinois. Our vision can be summed up in four words: building community, bringing Christ. To learn more about this vision and our hope for our neighborhood, visit us online at osefc.org.